T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our next guest was a coach between college and the NFL for nearly 4 decades. Obviously, the head coach, very successful run as the head coach of the Falcons from 2008 to 2014. He was part of a Super Bowl winning team on a great coaching staff with the Baltimore Ravens, of course. Mike Smith joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hey, Mike, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be with you guys, Adam and Dustin. I'm sure you're enjoying the week and being a participant in the NFL playoffs and having an NFL playoff win. Congratulations to the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I mean, as a guy who's been around the league as long as you have, you played against the Browns actually in 2014. I remember that. When you were coaching for the Falcons, and that was the year we thought maybe they'd make a run. They were having a decent season, and it fell apart at the end of the year. But, yeah, I'm sure you can, as a longtime NFL guy, appreciate what this means for the city, certainly.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you've got to enjoy it because it's a battle every year, and it's great to see. Coach Kevin Stefanski's done a great job. You got a franchise quarterback, and things are looking good as you guys go down this path.
How tough is it to be a head coach in this league with the pressure and with, you know, the expectations? Obviously, you were in Atlanta for a long time and had success, and of course, you've been in the league forever. You won a Super Bowl, in fact, with the Ravens as an assistant coach. I mean, talk to us about just the stress of the job of being a head coach.
Well, it's one of the more stressful jobs in America. I can assure you that. You know, you're judged 16 guaranteed opportunities to move on to the playoffs, and there's a bunch of moving parts. And I think one of the things you've got to be able to do is that you've got to be able to compartmentalize your job, because it's very diverse as a head football coach. It's just not working with the players. It's working with the staff. It's working with the support people within the organization. It's working in the community. So it's not an easy job, and you've got to realize that you're judged basically on those wins and losses. And there's a lot of guys that have done great jobs and end up leaving not on their terms, and that's just right. That's just part of this league. But it's not an easy one. It's something that's it's challenging, and you've got to be able to roll with the punches. And I think when you can do that, you've got a better chance to succeed, because you're going to have some punches thrown at you every week.
The 2008 NFL Coach of the Year, longtime Falcons head coach Mike Smith is with us. Mike, I'm curious. Your team was on Hard Knocks in 2014. The Browns had that experience in 2018. How did you find that? Did you like it? Did you not? I mean, was it a non-factor? What did you think of that?
Well, I'm a four-timer on Hard Knocks, believe it or not. I was an assistant coach in Baltimore on the very first one.
All right.
I was a defensive coordinator for the one that we did in Jacksonville. Then okay. We did one in Atlanta, and then we did one in Tampa. So I've got a lot of experience with Hard Knocks, and it can be a distraction if you let it become a distraction. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's about every distraction. You know, you try to minimize the, you know, the distractions, and you've got to talk to your team about what you're, you know, what they're going to experience. And, you know, people are basically taking a microscope and looking at it, you know, at everything that you do as an organization. But I think it's great for the fans. I think it's great for the league. But I do think it's tough on, you know, it's tough on the players. It's tough on the coaches. It's tough on the families, because it can be intrusive.
We're talking with Mike Smith, former NFL head coach with the Atlanta Falcons, obviously longtime NFL assistant coach as well. Mike, the Browns have obviously a tough challenge this week, having to go up against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. He hasn't been in the league very long, Mike, but Patrick is already drawing comparisons to some of the all-time greats. What's your take on Patrick Mahomes and how good he is?
I think he's special. I really do. He's already got a Super Bowl win under his belt. He's very dynamic, not only as a quarterback, but as a teammate. You know, you've got to have those types of guys on your team. And, you know, I look at it this week, this coming up weekend of football, you know, on the NFL, on the NFC side, you've got the old guys playing quarterback for the most part. There's three of them that are over 36, two of them over 40. And then you've got the new stallions, the new studs of the league, and they've got a completely different game on the AFC side than they do on the NFC side in terms of this weekend. You know, Patrick Mahomes is going to, you know, be around for a long time. He's got, you know, he's in a perfect situation working with Coach Andy Reid and his coaching staff because they have really worked well in putting him in the best position that they possibly could put him in. You know, they're fitting their scheme and their system to him, not the opposite. And I think that's a good sign of a great coaching staff. And it's going to be a challenge, but hey, the Browns played extremely well last week. And I was really impressed with how they jumped out and never blinked the entire ball game against the Steelers. And they had a lot of, you know, they had a lot of ghosts that they had to deal with in that ball game through the, you know, through the last 20 years since they came back into the league. And they did a great job.
You talk about those ghosts, and those things are real. Like the players, the coaches, the fans, they have to hear about this from the media. They hear about it all the time. They haven't won a playoff game since 90, whatever. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2002. And now that they've kind of got over that hump, I mean, is that real? Like, do you think as a player and as a coach, like that now that you've kind of got over that got that monkey off your back, that you can kind of now kind of settle in and not have to deal with all that pressure?
Well, I think it's just like the entire fan base. When you guys won, what did everybody do? They took a big breath and said, we've done it. You know, and now we can move forward. You know, and that was a big hurdle to get over. And I think that, you know, I think that Coach Stefanski and his staff, they're going to have the guys ready to go this week against the Chiefs. You know, that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is not just to win a playoff game. It's not to get in the playoffs. The ultimate goal for everybody that is involved in the NFL is to hoist that Super Bowl trophy. And they've got as good a chance as any. They're still in it, and you got to play good football at the right time. And I tell you, they have overcome so much in the last 12 to 14 days that it could be their time. It could be their year. You just don't know. And it's such a tight difference between 1-32. And now when you get into the playoffs, it's bouncing your way. And if it bounces your way, you get that momentum going, and lo and behold, you can look up and you're in Tampa playing for the big one.
You know, Mike, you spent so many, you know, most of your career on the defensive side of the ball when you weren't obviously a head coach in Atlanta, but most of your career on the defensive side of the ball. Going back to your earliest days with Baltimore to kind of your latest time with Tampa Bay, how big a difference? You know, we always talk about it from an outside perspective. It's so much harder to play defense. It's so different. From your perspective, is it as big a difference as it seems from the outside?
Well, the game has changed immensely in terms of defending offenses in the NFL. Today you're facing about 80% of your snaps. You're facing with three wide receivers, one running back, what we call 11 personnel. Back in 2000, we probably were facing it 25% of the time. The game has changed in terms of playing, defending the runs, because now you have the element of a quarterback being a runner. And when that happens, it changes the numbers, and it just changes the way that you have to defend offenses. And, in the past, 20 years ago, you weren't worried about a quarterback running. Now most of the teams have kind of gone that way. You know, the Tampa Bay and New Orleans and Green Bay, even though Aaron Rodgers can scramble, they're not designing runs, but there are designed runs in the offense, and that creates all kinds of issues. And especially when you've got three wideouts in the ball game, and the way that these wideouts are being so productive, you've got to put a guy or put extra resources to double team him. And when you're doing that, now you're going to be light somewhere. Now somebody's got to make almost a Superman play to get you off the field.
You know, watching the game now, and you mentioned Baker Mayfield there, and you mentioned Patrick Mahomes. Like, when Baker came out, when you watched him play at Oklahoma, did you expect him to ever be this good? I mean, he had a really good rookie season, took some steps back a season ago. But, boy, this season, I feel like he has really kind of changed the way that he – runs the offense. He talks like a quarterback should talk. I mean, everything. I mean, he seems like he's really taken a big step from year two to year three.
Yeah, and there's a maturation process that guys go through, especially at the quarterback position, because it is so complicated to play that position with the different things that are presented to you defensively. And it takes a while. And some guys are pick it up quicker than others, but he has had a wonderful rookie season, and he's playing as good as any of these young quarterbacks in the league. You know, when you start talking about these young guys, the new wave quarterbacks that have the ability to run the RPOs, get them in the right play, he's as good as any. He's had a fantastic year, running Coach Stefanski's offense. And, Kevin has done an outstanding job with scheming and putting them in the best position possible.
Mike, before I let you go, tell us about X-Tech and what's going on with X-Tech shoulder pads. I know you like those, huh?
Oh, I do. I have been very familiar with them for about the last 6 or 7 years. I happened to see a presentation at the American Football Coaches Association. Bob Broderick was doing a presentation with the foam and showing what the pads are capable of doing. And it's become a passion project for me, because we've got to make the game safer. You know, we've made rule changes. We've do studies on helmets. We do studies on footwear to let the guys know what are the best helmets to wear, what's the best footwear to wear. And we've kind of neglected knee pads, thigh pads, and shoulder pads. And Bob has come out, and his crew, and they've got an unbelievable product. And they have designed it to make it much more free-flowing. They have a lot more range of motion. And it's just not for the pro players. It's for all football players. And they have penetrated. They're the number one NFL shoulder pad. More players wear it than any other. Most of the big colleges are wearing it, and we need to get it into the youth ranks, because we need to keep our young players that are participating in football as healthy as possible. And X-Tech does that.
Mike, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I enjoyed it, guys. Hey, Adam, Dustin, you guys have a great weekend watching the Brownies.
We can't wait. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
you
Mike.
Too.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Goodbye. Mike Smith, longtime Falcons head coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.